is Darren Bingham checking in.
Yo, Forrest.
And we're going to do a little talky talk about the environment. So just looking at some headlines for today, looks like H&M is going to be putting forth $6.5 million to advance textile recycling. What do you think about that, man? H&M's a clothing company, by the way. They're all about fast fashion.
Sounds like some capitalists, man.
Well, it probably is. I mean, but I don't know. I know a little bit about garbage, and there are so many clothes in the landfill, and we don't really do a lot of reducing, recycling of clothes, at least in America.
So just buy less clothes.
That would be, I think, the first option. But at least H&M's doing something, right? You know.
Who's H&M?
They're the clothing company that's the problem. And they're doing a $6.5 million effort to advance recycling of textiles. So
whoop-de-fucking-do.
That is true. I mean, honestly, it's another corporation trying to look good to the rest of us, right?
Hey, but it's a start, right?
Exactly.
It's a start, guys.
It's fast fashion doing something.
They're
slow.
Trying to do something here.
Yeah, so we can't, I guess, hit on too much. Also, folks, we have Bank of America. They pledged to be carbon neutral by 2020. How does a bank do that, man?
Like, I don't know. What are they fucking doing? Like, counting coins? Like,
I guess they're going to have, like, candles, and they're going to be counting their money with candles.
I don't buy it.
I don't know, man. They said they're
probably
willing,
just
going
to ship their carbon offshores.
Well, they said that they're going to do 100% renewable electricity by 2020 as well. So they're not only going to be carbon neutral, they're also going to source all of their electricity renewably. So
now that is positive. Yeah. Like, if we're talking about like one of the most evil banks in the world.
Bank of America, folks.
Pay attention to what they invest in, people.
Yeah.
Their investments are probably good ones.
By 2020, dude, that's in 4 years. So, like, if they're going to get 100% right. renewable.
Utah, employees, are you listening?
Yeah, that's pretty intense. Also, another big corporate company that we can talk about is GM. So, General Motors, they pledged to be 100% renewable by 2050, which is a little too far, in my opinion.
Detroit!
I know, Detroit, Michigan. But it says they're expected to save over $5 million annually just by going 100% renewable, which, I mean, saving that much money in and of that, I feel like who cares about the whole environmental thing? If you're saving $5 million a year, you're doing something smart.
Yeah.
Also, it looks like Coca-Cola is getting into bio-based materials, as well as like Toyota and Ford and Dell. So just a bunch of big, 500 companies getting into different kind of products.
I hear they still run half their plants off of the tears of children, though.
Not American children, though, so that's at least something we could be happy about, right? We don't see the personal suffering. It's shipped overseas. Well,
on that note,
while we're talking about the world and children's tears around the world, has anyone heard about the Peruvian oil spill that happened? And it's been like ongoing for like several months now. Since January 25th, there has been a spill of thousands, and there's been at least two devastating oil spills since January. So,
I mean, let's take this closer to home for just a second as well. On Friday, it was reported that over 6,000 barrels of gasoline were emptied into a river on accident in Alabama.
On fucking accident?
I mean, hey.
What?
That's like 250,000 gallons of gasoline.
How much money is that someone accidentally just dumped into a river?
Well, you know.
You know what's funny is last year, actually, I think it was Nibley or Hiram. They had some like diesel oil contaminant in the river because they were doing road construction and someone like spilled diesel oil and it contaminated the river. So, I mean, it seems like it can happen anywhere, honestly. What else has happened around the world, man?
After an uproar, the U.S. government does not plan to kill wild horses any longer.
What, really? The BLM thing? I actually watched a conversation with people talking to the guy at the BLM, the director.
Yeah, the BLM has announced that due to people being really fucking pissed, they no longer plan to kill 45,000 wild horses.
40,000?
45,000.
See, now, devil's advocate, how much money does it cost the government to take care of those? Because I remember the BLM director said this is the only species that the BLM is responsible for. Every other species is by the Fish and Wildlife or the National Forest or National Parks. So,
yo, I'm just gonna throw this out there because I doubt anybody's listening. But horse meat it tastes pretty good. I mean,
I've heard that.
I've been to Iceland. I had a horse steak. It was pretty decent. In Japan, They serve it up pretty good. It's raw, marinated for like 6 days.
And we put it in glue, right? Is that a joke? Do we actually make horses?
We do.
In the glue
sometimes? I've seen that happen.
Well, dude, talking about like the Peruvian oil spill, it says that a new spill was reported Wednesday, and this is the fourth oil spill reported this year due to a failure in the pipeline, which is managed by a state-run company. So, folks, if you listened to our last podcast, we talked about the Dakota Access Pipeline. There was a protest this last Saturday. Over 1,000 people in Utah stood at the Capitol in solidarity with the tribes of Standing Rock. And, you know, this whole argument is about pipelines and how they're not safe. And if you're looking at this, you know, news from Peru, in the last 6 months, they've had four different spills. And it's been, I think they said, probably the most detrimental thing to the Amazon region in years. So that, I mean, it blows my mind that we don't even know about it. Like, I didn't even know about it until I was reading, you know, some news about it. So, yeah, there's always things happening, man. That's the crazy thing. But what else you got, man? What other things are you learning?
I mean, I feel like we keep hitting everybody with some bad news here. But wake the fuck up. Shit is going south.
We had H&M. You know, Advanced Recycling, GM going 100% renewable.
Okay, that's right.
Big companies
right.
are doing it. And okay. if you think about it.
But another bad thing. Here we go.
Yes, let's see.
In Norway, shining example of democracy, right? There are only 68 wolves remaining in the wilderness areas there.
What country
and
is this? Norway?
Norway, yeah. Oh, that's above shame. Denmark, next
to
Sweden.
We need to reintroduce the wolves, man.
Well, I mean, they got wolves there, but they're planning on killing 47 of them.
Out of 65?
More than two-thirds of the remaining wolves are there. They're going to just kill them.
Why? Justification? Too expensive?
I think it's because wolves are mean. I don't know.
Dude, are they killing the cattle? Is that maybe what it is? Is some
sheep,
industries?
Sheep.
Oh, the sheep industry is probably not happy about that. Yeah. Well, hey, let's just capture the wolves and put them into major cities. I honestly think that giving people spears and telling them to get to work would be way more of a thrill.
I'll take wolves in our cities over all these damn deer running around.
Dude, we should capture some deer and make them live on campus and then introduce a wolf on campus.
What
would you guys think if you saw like a wolf take down a deer on campus?
I vote chickens everywhere.
Chicken. Dude, there's that the Cache Valley Chicken Rendezvous.
Yeah.
You got freaking excited being from Ohio. Just so everyone knows, this guy loves everything that the rest of us hate about Ohio. So let's hear about this Chicken Rendezvous, man. What is this even about?
He's a liar. I'm from Wisconsin.
Okay, it's a place that gave up on his dreams, so it's the same thing.
All right, October 1st, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Cache County Fairgrounds, Cache Valley is having a chicken rendezvous with chickens, supplies, and decor from local breeders and vendors. Check it out.
So are you going?
Fuck yeah.
Are you going to buy yourself an Americano and get yourself a green egg?
No.
That's the coolest. I think that's the coolest egg.
They're kind of neat.
Green eggs and ham.
They're kind of neat. I like bantams.
Okay.
I like bantams. I got a little bantam rooster named Trucknuts.
Trucknuts.
He's cool.
Why do you like the banter?
The bantams are like bantams. The size of your palm. They're very small.
So they're not roasters.
Big attitude, little package.
Do they?
I like them.
Edible? Tastes good?
Oh, yeah. All chickens taste good.
I don't know. I don't like roaster chickens. Those things just scare me, man. They're like gargoyles or, you know, Godzilla of chickens, man. They're like, within 45 days, they're like quadruple the size that they were meant by nature to be. So, but what are you doing this weekend, man? What do you got planned? Or what did you do last weekend? You went on a hike, right?
Yep.
You know what I did Saturday night?
Masturbated?
No, actually, I got to meet a Dolly Parton and Cher drag queens.
Oh, really? How were these fine ladies?
They were awesome. They were the entertainment for the Planned Parenthood event that I went to, mm-hmm. and there was a silent auction, a fashion show, an open bar. Which was fucking, I'm not going to lie, it was awesome. But yeah, I actually got to meet, let's see, his name is Weinholz. He is running for governor against Gary Herbert. And he was there at the Planned Parenthood. Me and him actually talked for like 5 minutes. We just hung out with the divas of the night. And he was a good sport about it. They pulled him up on stage and he danced and sang. And yeah, there was a lot of people, man. A lot of pretty people, I must say. And yeah, Dolly Parton, I think his name was Jason. He knocked one out of the park. But what do you got going on this weekend, man? What are you doing? You got homecoming, right?
Probably going to write letters to my grandmother.
About?
None of your business.
War? None of my business. Everything you do is my business.
Hey, what does a tree drink?
What did your grandmother ever do?
What does a tree drink?
Sap.
Root beer.
Oh, snap. That's what a drunk tree drinks. No, actually, I like that just in general. Just what does a tree drink? Do you have any other good ones?
Yeah, what kind of plant grows out of your hand?
Fuck. No one knows.
That's... Palm tree. A palm tree.
Ooh, everybody, we got ourselves a comedian here, man. I never heard such terrible jokes. Like, we got at least one of
them. Hey, Darren. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Endangered species.
Which one? Endangered species who?
What?
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 I'm doing your knock, knock joke. So, knock, knock. Who's there? Endangered species. Endangered species who?
Silence, because they're all fucking dead.
I would say the business college did a good job of that. The Endangered Species Act, just so everyone knows, is probably one of the best pieces of legislation we've ever had to protect.
Not all regulation is bad, people. Fuck the government, but come on.
We do need it
sometimes. My great-great-uncle died in a fucking coal mine. Regulation is important.
I had someone find a copper mine in my family. So, yeah, I think, we can't always hate on regulation. We can hate on the government, but regulation is needed sometimes if we haven't noticed. Bad things happen if we don't
regulate. Darren, how do Prius owners drive?
In reverse?
One hand on the wheel, the other patting themselves on the back.
Ah, oh. And what about the guys that are rolling coal? What do? They're searching for those Prius people so they can just give them a cloud of smoke. Have you seen those videos of people rolling coal?
Hey, I know that there's some...
I've been rolled on, dude. I was biking, and some dude, rolled coal on me, and I was like, that's great, man.
There's some real pricks in this valley that are taking some vital parts out of trucks around here.
Catalytic converters, anyone?
Goodness gracious.
Meant for air pollution reduction, but
goodness gracious.
Air pollution only exists in California, right? It, stops at the border, right? Just like cancer.
Hey, Utah's a completely backward place, but, You know, what are you going to do?
There is hope.
Baby steps. I, on the other hand, just put an air filter in my rig, and that increases my efficiency and reduces emissions.
So you're making up for the guys rolling coal.
Yeah.
But hey, we do have to realize Utah's motto is industry, so we can't really expect anything less, right? I mean, or anything worse or better. It's kind of just like...
Utah, as a state, was founded on the tears of many, many people. Around anymore.
Dude, I've heard of what happened when we've met the indigenous people of Utah, what happened to them. They just got...
Let's not go there.
Pushed.
Let's not go there.
We'll get to that topic next week. We pretty much are running out of stuff, man. Is there anything else that we want to talk about?
There's tons of stuff, but that is true. You know what? Our time is valuable, guys.
I have to get home and drink. That's honestly what it is.
Our time is valuable, so...
Come check us out. If you want to be on the podcast yourself, let us know. You're listening to Aggie Radio. This was Darren Bingham.
Yo.
And this is the Environmental Social Justice Podcast. So check us out. Have fun. We all love you. And kiss your mom for us, all right? And hug your dad.
Yeah. Call your mom. Keep it real.
Or write your grandmother a letter.
Accept science.
Because science is right.